Hey, all you traders and investors out there, thanks for joining me once again. This is Trade Doc on Eye on the Market. Today is September 7th, 2019. It's about 7 p.m. It's a Saturday. Just got some things done. Now looking at some charts, and crypto's been moving, so I'm watching the P&L go up and down 100. That's all right, holding on long with this weekend crypto move. Another thing I was looking at was EWZ, and EWZ has come up above 42, which is strong support. I just needed it to go above 40, and it blasted up above that, so those are the moves that I could have sold the 41s and made a more profit, but hey, that's in hindsight. I played the 40s a while back, so played it safe. Anyways, gonna get through this. Like I said, I'm watching P&L. Down on the Bitcoin Cash, but up on Bitcoin. Managed to average that out about 9,983. A pretty good position. So I'll be holding that for the retest of the 13,000. But I'm sure it's going to be a slow go up there, especially since it came down end of yesterday. And now it's retesting the tops, not really finding it. So unless we can get more in, I say a retest of 1040 would be good. Right now it's trading at 10,515. So, I mean, not much. Markets were bullish this week. Well, we already seen that it could be a really good retest, or they're going to continue bullish, just consolidation. So could see a couple more shakeouts next week now that we've seen more highs and seeing which way the market wants to move anyway. So take it slow. There could be some days where some news can pump it up, but it's going to be kind of average, maybe a slight increase by the end of the year. But we'll look at the charts and see where we should be for the next week or so, week or a month. Without further ado, this is the Broad 38. And first, we got USO. And USO was up 0.5%, trading at 11.77. And it looks like oil did go up to 57.50, came down, retested the 55s all within a week, so that's a good range. Now it's coming back up to try to retest the 57.50. So I can see some consolidation between 57.50 and 55, maybe do that for a week or so. So right now, remaining short-term bearish, but looking for consolidation with the USO between 11 and 12. And if we see a break above 12, then next level will be like 1269, a little above 1250. Next is XOP. XOP is the oil and gas explorers. They've been consolidating. Looks like they're rounding out. So I can see this moving up. Volatility would be high. I can see this moving up. So probably not looking to short oil products anytime soon. Next is OIH. And OIH was up 0.1% on Friday. They're trading at 12.19. Definitely moving above its box of consolidation. Didn't consolidate there much. So and for ORH to find 1179 as support. Let's keep drifting up. Right now they're trading at 1219. Next is UNG, and UNG has just been rocking for the last like 3 weeks. Good trade. They were up 2% on Friday, so looking for a retracement, retest for natural gas. Right now, natural gas translated to futures is a little below 250. So we'll see those prices at 250 for a little while before continuing to move up to $3. Next is XLE, and that's the energy sector. And the energy sector has broken out of a short-term bottom, looking to retest the 59.84s. And, you know, all the moving averages are up, so they could be bullish for a while on the energy sector. They've been sold up. Next is XLU, and that's utilities. And utilities were down almost 0.5% on Friday. So Thursday, Friday, they came down off a retracement after hitting the 64 highs. I see this coming back down to 61, which would mean the market would want to go up. Next is industrials, XLI, and XLI is looking above $77. So XLI industrial going bullish, good for the markets. All moving averages are crossing over to the bullish side. So we'll see some volatility because it's not just going to move up easy, but I'd rather be long, wait a week or so, and then get long because I'd like to get long on the retracement unless they really take off. Next is XLB. XLB was up a 0.4% on Friday, trading at 57.24. And they're trading above the middle of the channel, looking for the top. So yeah, this looks like it's a reversal. So XLB going long. Looks like the markets are good. XEM, this is probably a better one. So XEM was down 1.5%. So that's metals and mining. This is probably a good one that you can play, get it cheap with a close stop, with a tight stop, and keep the risk to the minimum. Right now it's like trading in a wedge, so they retest the December lows on a hard reversal. The December bottoms are going to be retested this week, probably on Monday. So a good trade to open up for the week. I'm actually going to look at the options. And look at what companies are in those in XME. Looks like the only one was Peabody Energy, was up 2%. The rest of them were all down. McEwen Mining was down 4%. Courier Mining was down 6%. So I'd have to take a deeper look at that and see if it's better to trade the index or go in and trade the company. Though Freeport McMoRan was one I like to trade, is at 942. It's probably in the direction that I like to take that. They're down 1% on Friday. But the XME options, let's see. So you can get a calendar. A calendar between 41 and 48 days. So that's into the middle of October. or September, the middle of September. So in the next couple of weeks, a couple calendars here. So not a bad, like to see how it's structured once the trade's put together. For example, I can just open one up so they can go in pretty quick. So if XME, I'm saying the calendar, I do like the 27th just so I can have some risk. And let's see, did anybody do that? It looks like some people did open up on at the 26 strikes. Gotta see some volume. 26 and 25 strikes. And a lot of orders on the call side. So probably everyone's looking for it to move up anyways. But some people are gonna be shaking out. As far as verticals, volatility is pretty low to create verticals. Some butterflies are probably might be worth it, but the volatilities are low. So probably the calendars are the way to go on this. So if I do the 27s, if I sell September 20th, 27 at 21, and buy, that's not gonna work, and buy the September 27 puts, that wouldn't be worth it. Now let's try it with calls. And there's just no volume on the calls. So that's like a no trade. So probably if you put McMoran is probably the best way to get into the XME. So let's just look at FCX. I know there's volume in FCX. And it does look like the structure is getting more positive. So let's say FCX. Volatility is a little higher. No calendars to really trade here. Unless we're going 48 days and it's so tight that that's not worth it. So probably verticals would be the way to go here, or butterflies. I do the butterflies 41 days out. It's got the $10 strikes. Two strikes wide. Let's see what that looks like. We'd be risking 140 to make about 50. That's more like a 1-2, so I want to be interested in that. And can't turn that into a butterfly. So say 48 days. Can't turn that into a calendar. So let's do a 48 days of selling one call. See what the calendars look like. For the 18th of selling the 18th of October and buying the 25th of October call. $10 strike price. This is the calendar. We're risking 10 to make 50. So that's still a 2-to-1. And that's not worth it either. So FCX. FCX, the trades everywhere. So we're going to have to get a little creative, but I'm definitely looking to go along XME. Maybe like the options would work, but that's something I'm going to be looking at. Go through this little list of the XME company watch list and see how the options are working out there. Well, that's enough for XME. Next is the MJ sector. Looks like MJ caught a bid. They were up 1.5% on Friday. So maybe this is a sign of a reversal. Now that they've been sold off a lot, pretty much. This is like a trade to get into because the sell-off was extreme. So we could see this come back up to 28. Right now it's 25.73. They were up 1.5% on Friday. Next is XBI. And XBI was down 1% on Friday. And so we'll see this retest the 77.50s, the 77.80s. Right now trading at 79.47. But this is kind of looking like a sign, structure, a reverse, and just slowly getting sold off. Next is XLV. And XLV was up a little over 0.25% on Friday at the top of the channel. I'm going to see this and see if they can find 91.50 as support. Next is XRT, and that's retail sector. Retail caught a bid on Thursday, got bought up, and kind of sustained 41.01, and they were down 1.15%, so that's a little over 0.1%, down 6 cents on Friday. So see if it can hold support of $40.50. Next is XLP, and XLP is moving, touch highs this week, made new highs on Thursday, kind of retraced a little on Friday, but they were still up a little over 0.25% XLP. So it's good for the market. Consumer is still strong. Next is XLY, which is consumer discretionary. And XLY was up 0.25% on Friday. Kind of moved up Thursday. So broke above the wedge pattern that it was trading. So signs are looking good for the market. Next is SMH, which is semiconductor sector. Semiconductors got bought up on Wednesday and Thursday, stayed up there almost unchanged, up almost 0.1% on Friday, trading at 119.50. Next is IYR, which is real estate. Real estate's holding its highs, trading up there at 93.68. Real estate's still looking good, but getting a little overbought, in my opinion. I like to see it come down a little bit just to keep it volatile and not get extremely bought to get sold off hard. Next is XLF, and XLF actually moved up above its support line. So if it could stay above here and continue moving up, it'd be good for the markets right now. Made a strong strong move last week, as did all the other markets. So we can see the continuation of good times till the end of the year. Next is TLT, which are the bonds. They were up almost 0.75% on Friday. Kind of been bumping its head up here for the last like 2 weeks. So probably a good time to go short TLT, which are the bonds. Next we have gold. Gold was down 0.85%, almost 1% on Friday. They kind of found their highs, 1566 for the gold futures. GLD is now trading at 141.92. Next is GDX, and they took a harder hit. They were down 2.8% on Friday after being down almost the same thing. So they took 5% hit since Wednesday of last week. They hit the highs of 30.97. Now all the moving averages are crossing down. So again, looking for GLD to start continuing its retracement on the way down. It's going to be slow, so that's the way it's going to be. And the SPY has actually showed really good strength, moving above its high, moving above the areas where it needed to be. And now it could create a support of 293.75. I sold some 81 put verticals like a while back, 281s. And, you know, I should have been the 285s, but I had bought some puts, like 281 puts, and sold like the 281.50 puts to create the vertical. But this was the last month on the SPY while everybody's like terrified. Should have been a buildup of positions, because right now it's trading at 298.61, and I'm just going to let it expire. Next is QQQ. QQQ was down 0.1% on Friday, trading at 191.59. And I can see this retrace back down to 189.50 to find support. So that's what it's looking like. The markets has kind of broken above its range. And now it's going to be bullish slowly, slow drift. Next is IWM. And IWM, since it came above and broke above the range, I'd rather be more longer IWM, because it really hasn't broken above its box. So as the SPY and QQQ has made strong move, IWM has been the lagger. So IWM is probably going to increase percentage-wise. In comparison to the SPY and the Qs. Next is UVXY, which is the VIX. The VIX, the futures, is trading at 24.6. And UVXY has made it down below the 30. So as we've seen volatility increase, it was all for the shorts. Next is FXI, which I'm very bullish in, and FXI has gone above its support resistance line of $40. Now it's trading at $40.61. So we can make its new support at $40 to continue its bullish move up. Another one. Next is India, which is up almost 1% on Friday. So I'm glad that this found a bid and moved up. I would go long India again. It's probably worth holding the triple leverage for a while, especially if it's going to rebalance itself out and move above 34. Next is RSX, and that's Russia. I did buy some RSX stock. Simply just bought the stock. Didn't do anything with the options. But it has performed. It's been on an upstreak ever since, like, you know, 2 weeks ago. So Russia is one that's been moving. Next is EFA. And they were up a little over 0.25%, and it made a strong move in the last week. So EFA, I can see this consolidate back down to 63.50. Next is EEM, and that's emerging markets. Emerging markets were up almost 0.5% on Friday. They're actually at the top of the channel, which is the range they should be. If they can bounce off right now, it's at 41.25. If they can bounce off of 40.50 and continue and create that support, then it'll be good for emerging markets. And it's time to get long almost everything. But some things you want to be weighted a little stronger on. Like, for example, this one, EWW, which is Mexico, very strong performer. It's been very overbought, you could say. Which shorted? No. Especially the overbought, since it's been extremely oversold. In the long term, it'll go up. As from right now, it's, like I said, extremely overbought. It's at 42.77. Wish I had made those trades just 2 weeks later, because they would have been killer, especially on this move. Last but not least is EWZ. And EWZ was up 1.25%. It's made its support of 42. You know, 42 has been strong support, so I could see this consolidate. I wouldn't put any bearish trades on, just because I've been burnt on the hedges that I put against EWZ. And the structure it's making, like I'm saying, all the markets I see them by for the next like month, they'll probably be up at least 1%. So thank you all for joining me this week. This week it's probably like, you know, make trades on a table. Hopefully see some retracements to jump on board and get long. There's a lot of opportunity out there. Trade and volume should be coming back. So good luck out there. Say start looking for the companies and the sectors you want to get into. Like, I'm looking at XME still, so I'll find something there. Anyways, thanks for joining me. Good luck this week. It's Trade Doc on Eye on the Market with the Broad 32 ETFs. Peace. Now.